One of the harder places to learn about inside Iraq is a city that was supposed to be among the more stable, Basra, in southern Iraq. Next, we're going to meet a reporter who was just there earlier this month. He's Ray Whitaker, foreign editor of The Independent in London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, let me mention the reason that it's hard to learn what's going on in Basra. There are allegations of militia rule there, of a virtual theocracy being set up by Shiite Muslim leaders in that area. And in fact, at least one journalist has been killed who looked into these groups.
That's right.
Have the British authorities effectively decided to allow militia leaders to run this major Iraqi city?
Well, they insist that's not true. I mean, in effect, since a spate of bombings in which the militias and their members in the police were implicated, basically British forces have withdrawn to base around Basra. I mean, they're still very active in, you know, the other three provinces that they control, but in Basra province, they're staying in base and, you know, concentrating on force protection. And so, yes, I mean, they admit very guardedly that, you know, they allowed a lot of militia to come into the police when they were first recruiting in great haste. And now it's very difficult to eradicate them.
What do the Iraqi authorities there say, and the militia leaders themselves?
Spokesman for the UIA.
What's the UIA?
Sorry, that's the United Iraqi Alliance, which is
The major Shiite political party.
Major Shiite political organization. Where we asked about the two main militias, which is Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi army. He said, well, that's been pretty much disbanded as a militia. It's now a cultural organization. And then the other one is the Badr Brigade. He said, well, yeah, these people fought Saddam for 35 years from Iran. Yeah, we can't just wish them out of existence, and they will be integrated into the security forces in the new administration. But apart from the fear of them, there is evidence of creeping Islamization. You know, middle-class Iraqis saying you can't get a drink anymore in Basra. Theatre director saying, you know, I was able to put Hamlet on when Saddam was in power. Now, you know, women being on stage is seen as immoral. Yeah, theatre, the arts are simply seen as being against religion.
What are British officials saying about these militias, some of whom have battled British troops, as I understand?
Well, that's right. They play this down a great deal. I mean, they still try and maintain a very upbeat stance, even though the force commander there said that two-thirds of their time is now spent on force protection, which leaves only one-third for reconstruction and security sector reform, which is trying to get a handle on the police. I mean, it's fairly obvious. Yeah, we did get out into Basra a little bit. There's rubbish piled everywhere in the streets. You kind of think, well, you know, how can you convince anybody that you're making progress when the streets of Basra are absolutely filthy?
Ray Whitaker is foreign editor of the Sunday Independent in London. He spent time this month in Basra, Iraq. Thanks very much.
A pleasure.